Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Hello.
We're diving into the stack of material you shared with us today, all focused on one specific idea, the benefits of using a sole supplier for uniforms and branded apparel.
Right. A single source approach.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You sent over reports, articles, some internal notes too, all laying out the case.
Yep.
So our mission today is pretty straightforward. Pull out the key knowledge nuggets from your material.
Get right to the core of what those sources are saying.
We want you to walk away with a clear understanding of the most important takeaways, fast.
Oh, yeah. Man. Let's do it.
All right. So right off the bat, the material you provided, it really dives deep into streamlining operations, procurement specifically.
Absolutely. It doesn't just say it's simpler. It really breaks down how it simplifies things.
Yeah. That's what struck me too. Instead of juggling like multiple vendors, different ordering portals, chasing separate invoices.
All that admin hassle. Yeah.
Your sources really highlight how consolidating that into one relationship just drastically cuts down the administrative load.
Yeah. One report you included even suggested a pretty significant percentage of a procurement team's time could be freed up.
It's not just fewer contacts, though, is it? It's about process automation, system integration. The material gets quite specific there.
Exactly. It lets teams shift focus, you know, from vendor admin to more strategic work.
Which your sources argue is a tangible gain, efficiency, yeah, and ultimately cost savings.
And that ties into the next big point from your material consistency. This came up again and again.
Yeah, and it's not just about uniforms looking the same, yeah, superficially.
It emphasizes how a sole supplier, one who really specializes in branded apparel, gets to know your brand standards intimately.
Your colors, your logos, the guidelines, down to the small stuff.
And what's fascinating, according to your sources, is how that deep familiarity translates into quality and appearance consistency across everything. T-shirts, jackets, hats.
One article you share specifically mentioned how slight color variations you might get from different general vendors.
Mm-hmm. Those disappear with a dedicated sole source using precise matching.
And that uniformity is presented as critical.
Right.
For a professional, cohesive brand image, building trust.
And that consistency, according to your sources, links very directly to another big potential plus, cost savings.
Okay, so how does that connection work based on the material?
Well, it goes beyond just bulk discounts, although that's certainly mentioned.
Right.
Your sources detail how consolidating all your apparel volume gives you economies of scale. Better unit pricing.
Makes sense.
But crucially, they also point to savings in logistics, fewer shipments, simpler receiving.
And like we said, those reduced admin costs.
Exactly. The material suggests these sort of less obvious savings often add up to a substantial part of the total financial benefit.
Yeah, you can see how those efficiencies and the combined volume could really make a difference, especially for bigger organizations.
For sure. Another point raised consistently across your material is the enhanced supplier relationship.
Ah, framing them less like a vendor, more like a strategic partner.
Exactly, which means they're more invested in your success, right? Your sources talk about more personalized service, quicker responses for rush orders or issues.
Even collaborating on new designs.
Oh.
Because they understand your needs so well.
Precisely. One case study you provided highlighted that exact scenario, a company working with their sole supplier on a new performance uniform based on feedback.
That kind of partnership is hard to get when you're spreading orders thin.
Very difficult. Which brings up day-to-day logistics, too. Your sources make a strong case for improved inventory management.
Ah, yes. Because you're tracking stock through one sister, one contact, not across multiple suppliers with different lead times.
Different minimums, yeah.
Yeah.
It simplifies forecasting, optimizes ordering, and reduces the risk of stockouts or costly overstock.
One piece even detailed how this allowed a company to cut the capital tied up in safety stock.
Right. It takes a complex, often error-prone area and makes it much more manageable. That's the argument in your sources.
Okay. And finally, the material wraps up by discussing the impact on sort of strengthening brand identity and team unity.
Yeah, it's not just the external image. Your material emphasizes the internal impact.
How so?
Well, employees wearing standardized, comfortable, good quality gear feel more like a team, a shared identity.
Right. Reinforces the brand internally.
And projects that unified professional image, which your sources suggest, boosts morale, helps build a strong company culture.
So looking across everything highlighted in the material you shared, streamlining operations, that deep consistency, the multi-layered cost savings, the strategic partnership, simpler inventory, and strengthening the brand and team.
It definitely paints a detailed picture, a strong case laid out in those documents for considering a sole-sourced approach.
Absolutely. So as you think about this for your own situation, the question becomes, which of these potential benefits detailed in your specific sources resonate most?
Right. What specific value would your organization gain? Is it the admin efficiency, the brand consistency, better inventory control? What's most impactful based on what that material laid out?
Something to really mull over based on the information you gave us.
Definitely food for thought.
Thanks for bringing this material for us to dive into today.
Our pleasure.